The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is a special edition of the Code of Conduct / the Chop Up, and I am back for the conference championship. I'm back on my thing. I feel a little bit better, so I'm sure y'all can feel the energy is different than the super quick show I did Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day I put that up. But I am extremely excited for this episode. This is a very, very special episode. If you had the chance to join us last night, I had Yahoo sports writer Therese Paler and Mookie join me for the chop up. And we had a preview to this weekend's championship game. So I want to make sure everybody had the chance to hear it if you weren't able to join us and watch it live. So we're going to get right into this thing.
This is a Jay Spence exclusive.
What is going on, everybody? It's your boy Jay Spence, the King. Y'all know how I do. And this is the Chop Up. This is a special edition of the Chop Up because it is championship week and our Buffalo Bills are here in the championship round. To be honest with you, I don't even know how I feel saying that still. It's still surreal to me. But we're here. We got a big game this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs and the reigning Super Bowl champions. It's gonna be a weekend, man. It's gonna be a weekend. How y'all feeling? I see some people jumping in now, about 50, 60 people so far. Y'all keep on joining us. What's up, Disney fan? What's going on? My man Drew, sensational. I said it. I don't know if you were saying it in the voice that I was saying it, but yeah. How y'all feel tonight, man? How y'all feel this week, knowing what we got coming up? How do y'all feel about the Chiefs game? Talk to me a little bit tonight. I got a special guest joining me tonight. I got obviously Mookie, is the usual suspect with me. Then we have senior NFL writer, senior editor for Yahoo Sports coming in to join us as well. He covers the Chiefs a lot. So we're going to do a lot of talking about that. I do apologize for the code of conduct being a little bit short this week. I feel a whole lot better. I don't know what was going on with me, but I do feel better. I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm ready for this weekend. I did not anticipate the Buffalo Bills winning the way we won. I felt like we would win. Everybody knows, you know, I had my cousin on the show last week. And we talked a lot about, you know, what to expect out of the game. I thought the Bills would win differently. I was a little bit nervous with the way it played out because of the weather. But, you know, we're better. We were better than them. And I tell you what, I'm not going to go out on a limb and I'm not going to throw it out there like that. But I feel like we're better than the team we're going to play this weekend. But we'll talk to Mookie and we'll talk to Therese about that. See how they feel. What's up, Brooke? Brooke says, I'm anxious. I am too. Trust me, I am so very anxious. My man Drew says, I feel their defense can't handle our offense. I think our defense can slow down their offense. You know, that's a decent point. What I think is a lot of the Chiefs fans that I've been talking to, a lot of people assume that the game that we played week six, they're assuming that that's still the same Buffalo Bills team that we are now, when in fact, we're nothing like we were week six. The defense they played a completely different strategy. If you watch the film of the week six game against the Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills defense wasn't aggressive at all. We kind of let the play come to us, as opposed to what you've been seeing in the last 7 to 8 weeks, where now the Bills are being aggressive. They're trying to put pressure on the quarterback. Just a completely different defense. So I agree with you, Drew. I think that this game is going to come down to really which defense can stop the other team more. So if we're able to stop them, you know, two times more than they stop us, or if they stop us two times more than we stop them, then I think that's what it's going to come down to. Both offenses are dynamic. I know the Chiefs haven't looked like what we're used to seeing them look like since they drafted Patrick Mahomes. But I tell you what, just because they haven't put up the numbers consistently throughout the season, it doesn't mean that they can't do it for 60 minutes. This is one game. So don't look at net numbers and stats this year and think that we're going to be, you know, their offense is still as dominant as years past. Drew has another good comment. Matt didn't play week six. Matt being in this game makes a huge difference. And you're right. And not only did Matt not play in week six, but you got to remember Tremaine Edmonds was injured. So that linebacker position that was a big part of it. Covering Kelsey and doing some other things. A lot of that plays a big part into what we're going to see this week coming in, or this weekend coming in. Our defense looks a little bit different. What I'm going to do is now my very special guest has jumped in. So we're actually going to bring Therese into the room. Listen, this is a treat, Bills fan. Bills fans, this is not something that's normal. I don't know how Mookie was able to set this thing up, but I'm gonna tell you, enjoy this. This is gonna be really good. This gentleman that I have coming into the room right now, like I said, he is a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. Give it up for the one, the only. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let him give his resume because he's just that dope. How's it going? For real, I'm a fan. Before I let you do your introduction, I'm a fan. So I'm honored that you would even, you know, take the time out to do this. I know this week is crazy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem. Glad to join you. Glad to chop it up about the Bills and the Chiefs. Bills are a team that I've enjoyed watching the last few years, so much so that even last year I was calling them my Bills, which went over well in Kansas City.
But I was going to say.
I believed in this team, and I'm happy to see Josh shut a lot of people up. Like, that dude's really talented. And I love the way that they've built the roster. So as somebody who loves the game of football, I just really appreciate how they went about building that thing. So, yeah, man, it's great to be on with you, and I can't wait to Sunday's game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. And I tell you what, we can kind of just get into it. Obviously, the big storyline we can kind of wait to talk about. Everybody knows about the injury, and everybody knows about the concussion. I feel it was a concussion, but I'm sure he's going to play. So we can talk about that a little later. But for starters, I kind of want to just kind of set the scene. When you really think about it, these two teams and these two quarterbacks are going to be connected, whether they want to be or not, for the remainder of Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes' career. The reason why I say that is because this team, the Kansas City Chiefs, drafted Patrick Mahomes in part of a trade that they had made with the Buffalo Bills, who was also really looking for a quarterback. But we traded the number 10 pick away for the number, I believe it was the 27 pick. The number 27 overall in the following year's first round pick. And we ended up getting Tre'Davious White and Josh Allen out of that. What is the feeling in Kansas right now as far as, you know, how that whole thing played out? I know a lot of Bills fans used to be like, hey, we regret not drafting them. Now it's different. What's the overall, you know, what's the feeling there in Kansas about that?
Yeah, you know, they're grateful that the Bills made the trade in the first place. And Mahomes has been pretty special y'all don't want to hear that. But, I mean, the first training camp, people here were like, oh my God, like this guy was making the third string receivers look great on the prep, you know, on the third team. And the people here kind of knew. But I like the fact that like Buffalo found a way to make that trade okay. Like, you know, I feel like most people that I've talked to in the NFL would still prefer to have Mahomes, but it's a discussion because you look at everything the Bills got out of that. Josh Allen's a legitimate stud. And that, by the way, changes if Buffalo finds a way to win this game. Even if Mahomes is obviously hurt. But Josh Allen is a stud. You know, they end up with Tre'Davious White, who's one of the two or three best corners in football. I think it says a lot about Buffalo that they were able to make that trade work, because if you're not a great front office and you don't have a great marriage between your coach and your general manager, almost always when you trade the pick that becomes the next generational quarterback, it goes very poorly for you. Like, it very rarely works out, but I think it says a lot about Sean McDermott too. Like, the competency of that guy, like, it could have gone poorly, and in a lot of other places it would have, but the vision they had for building this team, man, it worked. He's made some great hires. And I also think we have to give some credit to Brian Daboll, man. Like, I think Brian Daboll has done a great job with Josh Allen as far as improving his mental processing, improving his accuracy. And these are things that aren't that easy to improve in the NFL. You know, guys very rarely get time to do it. And he's found a way, like he's found a way to really help Josh speed that timeline up for him. So I think it speaks to like the Bills' vision, their plan, and their ability to execute that plan to make that trade even a debate. Because Mahomes is amazing. And like, I know Bills fans. Bills fans are great. Like, they love this team so much. And I appreciate that, right? Like, I grew up in Detroit. You know, the Bills have had far more success as like a football team than the Lions have. But you guys know heartbreak. And it's right. Like a working class city. And it's about, you know, like I feel them. Like, I get it. So I'm really happy for them that they've got this team they're going to get to root for the next decade that's got a guy quarterback that reminds me of Jim Kelly in so many ways. I don't know if this is a long answer, but I'm passionate about it. But a guy in quarterback that reminds me of Jim Kelly in so many ways. This is run – like, it's a team run by good dudes who, like, know what they're looking for, and they're really, really competent. And, like, Bills fans deserve a good football team. And it's, like, one of the last great home field advantages in football. Buffalo being good is good for the NFL.
Yeah, and you know what? It's actually before I bring Mookie in real quick, it's funny because the last time the Buffalo Bills were in the AFC Championship, it was against the same Kansas City Chiefs team. So, you know, history has a way of repeating itself and coming back around. What's up, Mookie? How's it going, man?
What's up, man? I'm all right, man. You know, rush hour traffic in Buffalo. You imagine that?
I dig. I understand, man. I appreciate you jumping in. We were just talking about, you know, I mentioned how the teams are going to be connected for the rest of Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes' career because of the trade that, you know, obviously the Chiefs ended up picking Josh or Mahomes with, and then we got Josh and Tremaine or Tre'Davious White out of it. So, you know, we're going to be linked. Now, the thing is, let's fast forward now to this season. Not this weekend, but this season. We played you guys week 6. That game didn't go the way Bills fans wanted it to go. Right. I personally looked at that game, and I actually feel like the game was not as close as the score showed. In my the way I see the game, that was a blowout. I feel like the Chiefs kind of like they ran over us when they wanted to. When they felt like throwing it, they could have. They just didn't. I know a lot of people in Buffalo beat me up for that take. They were like, well, if they wanted to throw it more, why didn't they? Well, because they didn't have to. They were, you know, it was never really close. How do you see this weekend going? Do you see it being the same type of game plan? You know, just what do you see this weekend? And then Mookie, a follow up as soon as he's done, then you can kind of, you know, jump in and give me your opinion on that as well.
Well, I think it was notable that the Chiefs ran for the most yards they ever have under Andy Reid in that game, right? So it's only 7-8 years now. And I think that speaks to the game plan more than anything of Leslie Frazier, who's done a hell of a job this year, right? But it speaks to the game plan. The game plan was, we're going to play deep. We're doing split safety. We're going to make you take these yards in front of you and earn it the long way. And I actually personally feel like that's the right way to go. I know it's annoying to watch as a fan. Like, I know. Like, you want to see these guys come out. But, like, just trust me. Just like Josh, Pat can't be blitzed. Like, you can't blitz Mahomes. Like, all of his interceptions the last 2 years have come with 4 men or less rushing. They're serious. So, like, it doesn't really work against him. And I think it was the best game plan for the Bills. What I think's going to change is that Patrick Mahomes is hurt. And I do think he'll play. But – you know, the toe thing might limit his mobility. And I think if you rush people from the left side, he has to run to his right. And you'll have to see pretty quickly if he can handle that. So I think pretty early on, Leslie's going to dial up the pressure. Coach Frazier will dial up the pressure, see if he can move. And if he can't move, this is a different game. It's a winnable game. Because now, one of the things that makes Mahomes great is you send this pressure, he can run and escape and really make you pay. Or if you drop a bunch of guys in coverage, he can run and escape and really make you pay. If he's got a win in the pocket, he can still do it because he's a great player. But that takes away one of his weapons, you know. Mm-hmm. So early on, I think you'll see them be more aggressive than they were in week six defensively. I think they'll be more aggressive to test Mahomes, see what he's got. And if he's still Mahomes and he can run around, then they'll end up playing their coverage, you know, bend but don't break stuff. Offensively for the Bills, I think early on, I think that was still early in the season when they were getting used to the same thing, right? Josh Allen's been blitzed a lot this year. Like, he's been pressured a lot this year, but he's another guy you really don't want to blitz. Like, you need to get home with three or four, right? And that's a tall order, but that's how it works. But the previous week before against Tennessee, they were kind of, you know, they were playing the coverage and they were only bringing four. And he had to get used to that. And the Chiefs did that to him in this game too. But he eventually picked that up pretty quickly and started ripping teams up for it. So I think from the Chiefs' perspective, they'll try to get pressure with four and then take their occasional shots. I think it was very notable that the Ravens, a team that blitzes 50% of the time, guys, yeah, they only blitz by my count. I had them at like 20, like 18, right, and I counted them. I went back and counted, okay? And I hope Bills fans actually check out my latest edition of Check the Tape. That's on my Twitter handle and on my bio at Yahoo Sports. I actually cover with the help of Daboll why Josh Allen is so great against the blitz and against pressure. And it was a great watch. And Brian's got a big reason, big part of that. But it's one of the reasons I think the Bills are going to be in this game, guys, because and can win it. Because I think Josh is the truth. And, you know, if this game's not his coming out party next year, will be so in an even bigger way than this year.
Well, just so you know, I just went. And so Bills fans who are in here watching, I just went and retweeted the content that he was speaking of. So if you want to find it, you can find it quickly. If you go to my Twitter, I'll make sure that you all have his handle. If you're not following him, first of all, you should be. But I'll make sure you have his handle and his information. Mookie, same question, man. Follow up for that for me.
My guy, Terrence, first and foremost, man, I appreciate you having on the show. I know your time is valuable, my guy. But yeah, I mean, he said it really all in a nutshell. When you really look at it, how in the beginning stages, everybody implemented what Tennessee did that first time around, playing that cover two, daring Josh Allen to beat him, because a lot of teams were just playing man. What the difference was between Tennessee and Kansas City is that, you know, they pretty much disguised it. It was a little bit more of an exotic look. They walked everybody up, and then they converted to that, you know, that cover two shell. And that kind of like frustrated Josh in the beginning stages of that game in particular, and for the simple fact that the Bills were more or less trying to run the ball that game than opposed to, you know, relying on Josh Allen arm. They didn't really start going to the pass game until the third quarter, late in the third quarter, when basically it was too late. You know, they came down there, they cut the lead to what, six, and, you know, they never really got the ball back. They couldn't get Kansas City off on third down. That third and 12, that big chunk play that hit Pringle across the middle for 37 yards, pretty much sealed the game. And then you look at a couple of those mental mistakes, the back-to-back penalties on Poyer and Tre'Davious White, you know, on crucial, you know, points of the game that killed them too on those drives. But, you know, you definitely expect a different Bills team this time around. They was ultra soft that game. This game, I think they're going to be a little bit more aggressive than usual. You know, and it's money time. I mean, Tre'Davious White, okay, you got to check the cheetah one-on-one, man. We understand he can blow the top off of it, but we paying you $15 million a year. You got to sit up there and play this man one-on-one. It's going to be some intriguing matchups out there. Sammy Watkins and Levi Wallace, nobody's talking about that matchup. Be on the lookout for that one. You know, but it's going to be
That was actually one of my questions, though. Is Sammy available? I know there was some questions about his injuries. Is he available this week?
I don't think we know yet. You know, he returned to practice and that's good, but he was limited today, man. So, you know, we're just going to have to see. I would expect this game to be like, you know, full steam ahead. Guys do what they got to do to play. You know, that means getting shot up or something or whatever. Like, guys can really find a way in the AFC Championship game. I will say that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the end of the season. You're either going home or you're going to the Super Bowl. So, right, so fellas is going to do what they get. And that's why I said earlier in the show, too, like, and I know, obviously, you have to go through the protocols for concussions and you have to. But Patrick, there's no way in the world Sunday will get here and Patrick Mahomes is not on that field. Like, there's no way I can envision the AFC Championship game happening and he's not on the field playing quarterback, at least trying from the very beginning. But another thing that I think plays a lot into this, and I know it kind of played into it week six, but the, you know, these coaches really know each other. and they know each other a little bit better than a lot of coaches normally do. Sean McDermott was actually on Andy Reid's, you know, his Eagles coaching staff, and he's part of that coaching tree. How do you, and we'll start with Mookie with this one. How do you see that playing, the chess game between the coaches here?
Well, I mean, like, that first quarter is really going to be a filler of week six. You know, okay, what have they done differently? Let me check their temperature, see if they've been watching film. We're going to give them the same little look of week six to see how they altered things. And then, you know, that second quarter, when teams settle down and they get an idea and a feel for what you're trying to do, you're just going to start seeing the games being played. You're going to start seeing chess out there. And I think, you know, the question mark is, do Kenny Stills and Devontae Freeman suit up? You know what I mean? I'm not having those guys on my roster, and this is the game to go to the Super Bowl, and these guys aren't playing. Nobody's talking about that, so we'll have to stay on the lookout for that as well, because it's hard for Kansas City to stop that if that's the case. With Kenny Stills, Beasley Brown, Diggs, and all that out there, it's going to be kind of tough for them to try to handle that matchup if that's the case. But, you know, it's going to be real intriguing. They say that the Bills can't run the ball. I'm quite sure that they're going to try to run the ball, but the Bills is going to stick to what they've been doing best and rely on Josh Allen. I mean, even if it takes for Josh Allen to run the ball on some few delayed draws and hit Singletary's out there for the screens and stuff like that, this is it right here. It is no tomorrow. So, you know, you leave no stone unturned and no bullets left in the clip, baby. This is it. Mano a mano. However you want it.
Yep, we got to do it. We got to do it. Another interesting part. So the Bills finally were able to have some fans, Torres. Like, we haven't had fans all season, man.
Yeah, that was cool. And
yeah, was so cool, so man. We finally got it. Now we're coming to Kansas City, and it looks like you're going to have even more than we had. There's going to be about 17,000 fans there.
There'll be a lot of Bills fans, apparently.
Oh, so you've been seeing that it's going to be Bills fans there?
Yeah, according to some of these ticket websites, they're saying, like, Bills fans are going to show up and represent, which I get, you know.
Yeah, we travel.
Oh, yeah, because Buffalo fans care, man. I'm saying, I love Bills fans, man. Like, I love football, right? So any fan base that loves football, like, I'm good. Like, immediately we here. I'm not surprised at all. Like, this is a chance to go to the Super Bowl, you know. And Kenny Riggleman's got a point. Like, they didn't blitz week six, man. And that's going to change this week, because you got to see early what Mahomes can do. But I do think if he, you know, if the Chiefs score like 14 points or something and you're trying to blitz, then you got to go back to the, you know, death by a thousand paper cuts, man. But early on, they will dial it up and see what this guy's capable of. Like, they're going to try to hit him. They got to touch him. They got to see what he's made of. Now, he's actually – I mean, this guy's a warrior. Like, just trust me. Everyone around him says – you know, heart of a warrior. He's not missing this game, all that stuff. But if you're Buffalo, you got to try. You got to test it. You got to put it to the test.
Well, and I mean, the thing is, at first, I do know from the outside looking in, a lot of people might not realize how tough Patrick Mahomes is, because, you know, like, we always see the fancy, we see the flashy plays, like the 70-yard bomb, and we see the no-look passes and all this cute stuff. But in reality, that dude's a baller. He will go out there, and he don't mind putting his body on the line, kind of like Josh Allen. What we have in Buffalo and Josh Allen is what Kansas City has in Patrick Mahomes. So now let's get to the NFL's big storyline. You know, it's Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. These guys this season have lined up, and statistically, I don't know if you can come up with a more, you know, like a more equal comparison for what quarterbacks have been for their teams as we have this game coming up this weekend. So first, we'll start with Torres here with this one. So how do you see the – I know they don't play each other. I get it. They're not on the field at the same time. But how do you see this matchup playing up, man? It's a fun one for the NFL. Obviously, they're putting in prime time, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, I think if Mahomes plays – I think it's going to be tough for Buffalo to win if he plays the whole game. But there's opportunity – I mean, there's opportunity there that, you know, he gets knocked out. That momentum changes very quickly. Just like the Chiefs won the title last year, you know, like they have the we're the effing champ swagger. Like they just have it right now. But Buffalo's pretty close, and they have a lot to prove. And they're tested in the playoffs too. Like, they lost to Houston last year. They don't want to taste that again. So I see Josh playing well. I think he's going to play well. The question is how well. Like, will he be flawless Josh, or will he be like good Josh with a mistake? Right, because that pops out. That happens sometimes too. And I say that as a guy that has been as positive about Josh Allen as any national person you find the last 2 years. Like, every once in a while in these big games, there might be a fumble or an interception or something. So that's the test for him. How on point is Josh going to be? Because I think we know if Mahomes plays the whole game, he'll be on point. But, you know, there's an opportunity for Josh to match him. And that's what we're all looking at. Can Josh match it? And he can do it. And I don't know how many other quarterbacks I can say he can do it for. But I can say that for him.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I do know, like I told you when you first came on, I respect your time and I appreciate you coming on, man. I know you got some other stuff going on tonight. So before I let you go, I don't want to let you go without getting your prediction for the game. So if you can give me a quick prediction and maybe a stat line for Patrick and maybe a stat line for Josh.
I think these teams are scoring points. I think it'd be a fun game. I think it'd be, you know, I'm going to go 34-31 Chiefs. Like, I'm not going to go against the defending champ. I learned never to bet against Patrick Mahomes. Not that I ever have, but, like, I watched him every day in practice when I was a beat writer. Like, it's just different. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs, but I think Mahomes throws 2 touchdowns. You know, I say he runs for another. And I think Josh matches it. I think Josh throws 2 or 3 touchdowns. And you know, I think at the end of the day, like, special teams is going to matter here. I think that's going to matter. I think creating defensive turnovers is going to matter. I think both quarterbacks play well, guys, but I think the team that wins the turnover battle. And the quarterback that turned it over the least is going to win this game for his team.
Okay. Sounds good, man. I'm looking forward to it. Again, I thank you so much for joining us. If you want to take a quick moment to let everybody know where they can find you, and then we'll let you we'll let you get to work.
Absolutely. You guys can find me on Twitter at, and that's the best way to find my work, at Terez Paylor. That's TerezPaylor. I'm also the host of the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on Spotify. It's me and Charles Robinson, another fellow national writer. We talk about everything we're hearing throughout the league. You know, we say sources a lot. So I think people would like that. And I've also got this weekly video series, in addition to all the columns I write, which you can find on my Twitter handle called Check the Tape. And this week's Check the Tape is on Josh Allen. I'll make sure, Jay, you and Mookie, you guys see that. So maybe you could retweet it for me. I want Bills fans to see it. Because Brian Daboll's done a great job with Josh, and this explains some of the tools he's given him to equip to defend himself against the blitz. So I think Bills fans will like it.
All right. Well, Bills fans, I've already retweeted that. That's on my timeline. And like I said, we'll make sure we keep retweeting some of his stuff. I want to make sure that Bills fans get involved with some of the better, in my opinion, the better journalists and writers from around the country.
Appreciate that, Jay.
Hey, man, do your thing. I appreciate you. I'll be in touch.
All right. Hey, Mook, appreciate you, man. Keep asking those good questions, bro.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying, big dog. You know what I mean? Appreciate your time, man. Salute to you, too, as well. We're going to check that tape. We're going to check the tape right now.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Take care.
All right, man. So, Mook, man. First, thanks for setting that up, man. You know, I'm a fan of Terez. He does good stuff. His work is second to none, in my opinion, when it comes to the NFL. Everything he does on Yahoo, though, I've always been a fan of. So, thank you for that. But yo, going into this weekend, man, how you feeling?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we want to give everybody on the chop up how we chop it up, man. And we want to talk football. We want to have nothing but the real football guys chopping it up. So, of course, we got to bring Terez out here, man. You know,
yeah.
Don't get more football than that. You know what I mean? Especially on the level that he's doing it on. And, hey, if you ain't heard my man Jerry Hughes, I'm quite sure it's viral by now.
Yeah.
If y'all ain't heard what Jerry Hughes said, then, you know, shame on y'all. It's viral right now. You know, it's all about somebody getting punched in the mouth on Sunday. That's all I know. And Jerry Hughes reiterated the point, you know, so they're going to punch somebody in the mouth on Sunday. Somebody's getting punched in the mouth. And I want to see who get punched in the mouth first. Is it going to be Mahomes? Is it going to be Kelsey? Is it going to be Hill? Who is it going to be first to get punched in the mouth? That's going to be the questions I'm going to be asking tomorrow morning. Like, yo, who? Punching them out. Who's gonna get punched in the mouth first?
Well, I tell you what, to Terez's point before he left out, man, I think they're gonna test the quarterback first. I think they're gonna try their hardest to put their hands on Patrick Mahomes, man. Because again, the concussion is here or there. I've seen players, Josh did it last season. You get a concussion, you're back the next week. So I'm not, you know, But that foot injury, you want to make sure that that dude really got the stability that he think he gonna have. So let's test that out. Now you don't want dirty hits. You don't want players. You don't want to purposely injure somebody. But if he's coming into this game injured, you got to test that. You got to make sure you know who you're playing against.
In the words of Ivan Drago, if he dies,
he dies.
He shouldn't have his butt out there. All right. Now, at the end of the day, of course, the Bills are definitely going to test that. You know, like he had a little turf toe action going on. And then, you know, the next day that stuff can kind of swell up. But I'll get into that. But let me just chime in on the concussion thing. If you have a concussion, you're not going to be out there. All right. First of all, you're going to have shades. You're going to be in a dark place. All mm-hmm. right. If it was any type of severity with a concussion with Patrick Mahomes, he wouldn't have been out there doing drills or anything, you know, because everybody know the symptoms of concussions, you know, can't be out in the light, you know, nausea, all that type of stuff. So the Bills are going to test that out. Don't worry about it. The Bills will test that out. And I think they still feel spotted to have an injured quarterback. Okay, it is Pat Mahomes that they just unanimously going to win still. You know what I mean? That's the thing. I think the Bills are kind of like, you know, like, really? Like, what? Like, so we could lose to a half of Pat Mahomes. We still can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs on our best day. So that's what I'm thinking that the guys are taking from. And, you know, and I had to ask Tremaine Savage today. I'm like, you know, it's only four teams left, man. So it's kind of hard to, you know, get around it because everybody's talking about it. You know what I mean? So, like, I know y'all don't pay attention to the outside noise, but I got to get y'all extra juiced up just to even hear that. You know, y'all still can't stop the run. Y'all shut down the Baltimore Ravens, who had the best pass running attack in the NFL. Nobody thought y'all can do that, and you did it. So now, here it is. Oh, well, Kansas City ran for 245 yards. Kansas City's going to go to the Super Bowl. Yay! Really? That's what y'all going with?
I'm sorry. I'm with you. I want you to keep going, but I just had to laugh at Brooke real quick. She's like, I don't wish injury on anybody, but if someone were to step on his toe, I won't be mad.
Stepped on my pinky toe.
He stepped on my good foot. But yo,
it's definitely going to happen. I mean,
it is. And you would, to be honest with you, you would think the Bills wouldn't do their job if they didn't test it. You get what I'm saying? Like, right. Like I said earlier, you don't want to injure anybody, but if he's injured out there, you want to know, you know, and you got to test that thing, man. So let me ask you this, because I can't remember who it is. Let's go back up in the comments. Somebody had a good comment. My man, Kenny. Nobody's talking about Breland. Breland had a concussion as well, man. So and he's their legit cornerback. Like, he is their guy. If he's not in there, I mean, do we really think that their defense can really do anything with our offense?
I mean, he practiced today, you know, and he does have a shoulder injury as well. I mean, they're nicked up, they banged up. But he's going to play. This is not a doubt in my mind. This is to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, these dudes, this is what they live for, to go to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl chances don't come around, you know what I mean, you know, that often. So a little head injury, I guess, whatever it is, those guys out there, You want them to go out there and lay it on the line. You don't want them to, you know, to further any type of injury. And I'm quite sure that the Kansas City Chiefs are not going to allow that to happen. But, you know, those guys practicing on a limited basis. And he was out there today, too, in the light. So, you know, if that's not affecting him, then, you know, the symptoms are minor. But I wouldn't have it any kind of way. You know what I mean? You know, everybody say, well, this Cleveland beat him. And, you know, it's an easy route. No, I want the best of the best that's been put up in front of the Bills. So it's no excuse when the Bills win the entire thing, because they have played just about the best in the NFL. And ain't anybody you know on the schedule this year that played Miami twice with that defense, that played the Steelers, that played the Rams, that played San Fran, that played Seattle, that played, did I say the Steelers again? I said the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that played Baltimore, that played the Colts, and won the game. I don't know any team in the NFL that played those teams and won. All right. Now the Bills have won these games. So I would rather have them face the big badass Kansas City Chiefs, who's supposed to be, you know, just this juggernaut that can't be defeated. I want all their players out there, so it won't be no excuse when the Bills do
beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Now, Bashaud Breeland, he missed the first four games. They've played without him. So, you know, if he don't play, then, you know, Ward becomes that guy. But their secondary is kind of depleted. I don't know what's Felton's situation. I think he's been dealing with some injuries. I don't think he played last week. They are dealing with some the guys are banged up. You know, yeah. they're banged up. But at the end of the day, who's checking Stephon Diggs still? Like, the Bills have played possibly the top best defense. They played the Colts, which was the number one pretty much zone defense in the NFL. Then you turn around and play the Baltimore Ravens, who in return was the top man defense. And Therese had a valid point on how Coach Week Martindale was talking in the beginning of the week on how he was going to send the kitchen sink. And I was like, you know what? Why would they go out and just like on a limb and say that? You know what I mean? They body bluffing. Like, they going to do something different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. They didn't blitz too much because they know it's a risk. Enter at your own risk if you're going to blitz. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they disguised it and dropped coverages off. And, you know, basically that's how teams are going to back off. Teams are not going to admit that they respect Josh Allen and playing this cover two shell. You know what I mean? They're not going to admit that. You know what I mean? They just going to say, okay, Josh, try to beat us now with your arm, force something. And that's where it really relies on the run game per se, because if you got teams playing off seven man in coverage, then, you know, it's a number game up front. You should be able to run the ball effectively and efficiently. And that's where Dable comes in with the creativity of those play calls. It hasn't come to fruition or consistent at all this season, you know what I mean, in reference to the run game. So it's going to be real intriguing to see what do the Bills do to present a problem to the Kansas City Chiefs with their run. Because, I mean, at some point they are going to run, but, you know, they need to be efficient when they do that. But this thing is definitely going to go through the arm of Josh Allen, no question. And
has to.
And I just want to see if Stills and Freeman are going to be out there. Now, Freeman has a better chance on suiting up more than Stills due to the fact that Freeman last week was getting reps with the ones. Like, you're not getting reps with the ones if they not have no plan in place for you. And then we're talking Devonta Freeman here. You know what I mean? It ain't like, you know, he was an undrafted free agent and he's on the practice squad. Like, this dude played in the Super Bowl, and it's pointless that not to use him or Kenny Stills for that matter for this game. You know, you want to go in with all your dogs, all your weapons, you know, and if Stills do play, once again, that empty set of with Beasley, Brown, Diggs, Davis, Stills is going to be a problem. But then one thing we haven't seen, and I know that Coach Dable used, was 20 personnel. I've been screaming and crying about 20 personnel all season long. Maybe this is the time to use it when you have Singletary and Freeman out there at the same time. And it's kind of tough for, you know, for the Chiefs to withstand that because, okay, you got Devonta Freeman next to Josh Allen. Motor Singletary goes in motion. Or do you throw the quick pass with Stephon Diggs and those guys clearing out for him? Or do you pay attention to the RPO that's going on between Freeman and Josh? It's so many ways you can put a team in a bind with creativity to manipulate a defensive line, you know. I'm just really excited to see what Dable has to offer when it comes to that.
That's what I was looking forward to early, though. Like, I wanted to see that with Moss and Motor in the back with Josh. You know, like, I wanted to see both running back. And then, like you said, it's, you know, motion one out or whatever you want to do. Like, there's so many ways you can attack a defense when you have Josh Allen as your quarterback, two running backs, and the receivers that we have. To your point, though, also, I was going to actually ask you about that, so I'm glad you brought that up. Kenny Stills, man, this has to be the week. This has to be the week. It just doesn't make sense for me to bring him in and, like, look, you got firepower in this locker room at this point, whether it be the practice squad or the regular roster. We got firepower. We got guys on our practice squad that really is starting on other teams. We got to bring these guys in. Like you said, it's win or go home.
Yeah, like, definitely win or go home time. I mean, what's going on? Either that or then, you know, maybe Kenny Stills ain't doing what, you know, he's capable of in practice. I have not heard anything about Kenny Stills and what's going on or anything like that. But I did know that Devonta Freeman was getting rushed with the ones. You know, Touchdown Jesus came for a visit yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah.
So that gave me a head scratching notion too. Like, okay, well, if they bring him in, then, you know, maybe Kenny Stills isn't progressing the way that he thought he would. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're going to find out very soon in reference to that. But one of the two is definitely going to suit up. You know, one of those two has definitely got to suit up. I don't see as a coach you just leaving these guys on the practice squad when it's time to go to the Super Bowl and don't use them. And you're paying them. Like, you paid them to be on your roster, not to play them. There's only 1 year deal. It's not like they're signed for 2 years. So you're paying them just for what now? I mean, this
coming
is
to work out. You know, yeah. Like that's it.
Yeah, I need a return on my money. You know what I mean? I just come to be practice players. Like, shoot, sign me up too. If I would come practice. But,
my man PJ has a good point. He said he's more concerned about Beasley's health. Now, to me, and I could just be looking at this differently. I feel like, you know, if he was able to kind of make a difference in this last game a little bit. He wasn't like a huge factor, but he made a difference in the game. You got an extra week for him to kind of get better and to get healthier. I don't think practice at this point of the season for people like Beasley, I don't think practice is really going to, like, other than like different things they want to install specifically for the game. I don't think him practicing or not practicing is a huge deal. I think him being able to rest up for this weekend and get out there as healthy as he can is the biggest deal. Cause I think he really, and tell me if I'm wrong with this too. When I watch the film, it looks like he's not even actually running routes. Like, he's running like a free route. And if that makes sense, like, it's like he runs and then it's like, hey, just get open. Whatever you can do, I'm gonna find you, is what Josh is saying to him. Am I accurate when I think that?
Yeah, Beasley, he runs a lot of option routes. You know, it's just find the window, find the hole, and sit down in it. You know what I mean? Or, you know, just make yourself available. You know what I mean, on certain things. But with Beasley, I think Brian Daboll, the plays that you, hopefully, like, I just have to take it back to when if I'm a coach. I got an AFC championship game to prepare for. We already been going over those plays for the past 2-3 weeks that I'm going to run in this AFC championship game. We already been going over that. You know what I mean? We didn't go through the personnel groupings. We're prepared already. So this week is just basically a walkthrough, you know, just to refresh on certain keys, play recognition, and assignment, you know? So that's what this is all about. So the game plan has already been implemented weeks ago. You know, mm-hmm. Now it's just trying to lay it all. It's like poker. Everybody got lady chips all on the table, and you know, and see who's gonna flop or what's gonna come out of the river.
Well, okay. Well, let me switch it up just a little bit. I mean, still about the game, obviously, but a switch a little bit in direction of topic. So the Bills are actually not favored, which you wouldn't expect them to be favored to win. They're in Kansas City. However, it does seem like the media was obviously in love with the Bills from like week 8 up until, like, you know, the playoffs started. Then they thought they couldn't beat Lamar Jackson. But then once they did, it's like, oh, these guys are great. But now we're going up against Patrick Mahomes and the almighty Kansas City Chiefs. Right. So now it's like nobody thinks we can win besides maybe the 2 or 3 guys that have some type of connection to the city. What do you really think? I mean, and I know you can't be partial. You can't be a fan much because it's your job to also to be truthful. So truthfully, how do you see this thing playing out? Do you think the Bills really got a shot this weekend, man?
Do I think the Bills have a shot this weekend?
Well, wait, before you answer that, let me preface that by saying I'm only asking the question that way because that's how the national media is doing it. I personally think the question should be, can the Chiefs offense keep up with the Bills offense this season? If this was last season, 100%. This season, the Bills to me have a more dynamic, just to me. And I don't want to sound like a homer. I think the Bills are the offense to beat this year. So can the Chiefs keep up with them? They haven't been playing up to their standard this season that we're used to a Patrick Mahomes led team playing. So I'll ask the question again, now that you know how I mean it in a way, do you think the Bills got a shot this weekend for real?
I think the Bills got a shot. I mean, they have a serious shot. They wouldn't be a number 2 seed if they didn't have a shot. They wouldn't be in the AFC championship game if my man PJ, you like the shakes, PJ? They wouldn't be in the AFC championship game if they didn't have a chance to beat, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. Did they play the Kansas City Chiefs this year? Yes. Did they beat the Kansas City Chiefs? No. All right. So, you know, it's something you can to learn from and build from. And I'm quite sure, you know, everybody's seen it. America saw that the Bills is a totally different team since then. They're the number two scoring team in the NFL right now. You know, they are one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in the NFL with an 8-game winning streak. Yeah, you can make the argument that, okay, Kansas City, they do enough just to get by. They do enough just to win games. You know, it's kind of like those powerhouse Laker teams back in the days when they just playing possum, just waiting for the playoffs to come around, and then they just run right through you and sweep you all the way to the finals. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's the route they want to go with the Bills, because, you know, if they do that and just think that this is week six, they got another thing coming. And I'm quite sure that, you know, the Kansas City got to play for something. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is out there hurt. And, you know, so they got to do a good job on making sure that guys like Jerry Hughes and the rest of this defensive line don't get after him. You know, because at the end of the day, these guys are pissed off. You know what I mean? They're pissed off at the media with all these narratives and these experts. It's hard to pay attention to the outside noise when y'all the only team that's playing. So it's like it's everywhere. You can't avoid it. So, you know, we had to ask Jerry Hughes, and I don't know if you can hear this or not. I'm going to play it again, and everybody that's on Twitter, I'm quite sure they didn't heard it too. But I'm going to play it, and I'm going to, you know, let Jerry answer that.
The way experts have always viewed the Buffalo Bills, you know, they write us off. And I think that's perfect. Like I told the guys last week when Deion did his spiel about how we're going to give up points and we don't play defense in Buffalo. These guys don't watch us. They don't know anything about us. They just want to see what they want to see. So they think Kansas City is the top dog, and that's fine. Let them have all that talk. Let them take up all the airways, you know, pumping up Pat Mahomes, pumping up Kelsey, pumping up Tyreek Hill. And, you know, those guys are great players, so you can pump them up. But, you know, once it comes time for Sunday and the Bills Mafia knows who's coming out there to play some football, and it's us. You know, we pin our ears back and we get after you for four quarters. And that's just how we go. So we like that the experts, you know, don't respect us, don't want to acknowledge us, don't want to give us credit. That's fine. We'll just keep punching people in the mouth until we get that credit. And that's just how we're going to be.
I love Jerry, man. Like he's so Buffalo to me. And I know he's not from Buffalo, but that whole clip to me, it just sounded like Buffalo. Like that's Bailey and Kissington to me. Like that's so Buffalo.
Man. Yo,
I want to send a quick shout out real quick to my brother. My brother is joining us tonight, my man Jesse. He's actually a Packers fan. So we have this thing that if we both, I got a feeling that his team will be in the Super Bowl. If the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers meet in the Super Bowl, my man Jesse gonna come on the pod and we gonna chop it up as well. So I want to shout out my brother here, but I agree, the Chiefs are not the same team they were last year. A lot of close games this year, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and then the teams that they were playing against too, it's not like they were like you mentioned, the teams that we played against were playoff teams. We were beating the top defenses. We were doing things that they kept saying that we weren't able to do. And then the teams that the Chiefs were going up against, you would think they were supposed to blow these teams out, like win by 20, 30. It wasn't happening. These teams were squeaking past. Mm-hmm. And it's just not what we're used to seeing, man. It's not what we're used to seeing. But we can finish back with your point to Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, when a guy come out and say some stuff like that in front of all the national media, you don't think the team is going to rally behind that? You don't think Jerry Hughes is going to play out his mind once again? He said last week, yeah, man, we just want to touch Lamar. We just want to touch him, be physical. We don't want to be dirty. We want to be nice and clean. We just want to touch him. And what do? They play like a man out there. What you think that? Listen, Jerry, this is the closest that Jerry Hughes has ever been to a Super Bowl. You think that he's not going to play out of his mind right here? You don't think this team is going to play out of their mind? They're not just happy to be here. They're not happy to be here. They did what they at the end of the day, the motto was control what you can control. And since the season started, the Bills pretty much has controlled what they control. They maximized their potential, but they maximized their play by being a 2 seed. All right. They're controlling what they control. Would they want to be at it? Okay. If they were to beat Kansas City Chiefs, guess what? It'd be home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That's the only thing they couldn't control off of that. But other than that, they control what they control. Now they just got to go out there and play the Kansas City Chiefs, how they've been playing for four quarters. It all boils down to four quarters. Records, yards last game, what this person did to this team, None of that stuff matters. It's all about what you're going to do for these four quarters on Sunday. And that's all that matters. Whoever has the best game, whoever's come with the best game plan, as Therese was saying, who don't make the, you know, that vital mistake, that crucial mistake late in the game, wherever the case may be, you know, that's who's going to win this football game. And, you know, everybody want to talk about, well, yeah, the Bills have been getting lucky. But sometimes, you know, those championship teams, you know, they do get a little bit of luck sometimes. And, you know, the Bills have not played their best game in the playoffs by far yet. Think this is the time for them to do that. I mean, if we want to talk about two offenses that really hasn't been playing up to par in the playoffs, something got to give on Sunday. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think that, you know, the guys are going to be on top of their game. And, you know, the Bills is going to give the whole world the blueprint on how you stop the Kansas City Chiefs, because ain't too many teams have been able to do it, you know. And the Bills, is as crazy as it sounds, a method to their madness, they were still in that ball game late. I think they try to focus on running the ball because of the weather the first game. And by the time they realized it, they was down. You know, with their offensive game plan and their defensive game plan didn't like collaborate with each other, if you will. Yeah. You know what I mean? They had to start passing. And once they saw that, you know, they could pass, it was kind of like too late. It was the last drive, their last offensive drive, the Bills figured Kansas City out. And they never got an opportunity to get back on the field to, you know, to expose that again. So once again, they're going to get the opportunity for four quarters once again. And this time, you know, just one count. Week six didn't count. Week six was just a formality. You know what I mean? It was just a phase to get to this point. Now, this game count right here, because the winner moves on to the Super Bowl. So you're going to see a different intensity level out of the Bills, no matter where they at, whether they're Arrowhead or whether they have one Bills drive. It don't matter where they at. They're going to go out there and try to dominate and win their battle for four quarters, because that's all they need to do. And, you know, as long as they do what they do best, and if Kansas City allow the Bills to do what they do best, it's going to be a long day up in Arrowhead for those guys. And then it's going to be millions and millions of fans waiting for the Bills at the airport.
I might fly back from Phoenix to be at the airport for that, dog. I ain't even going front. I might fly back ASAP if that happens, man. Listen, I'm let you go, because it's getting late here. I do think I would like to do probably another special edition Saturday or Sunday if you have time. We can talk about that off air and kind of figure out your schedule. I want to this game is big, man. It's the biggest game in Buffalo Bills history in the last 20 plus years. So I want to do some special things for it. Before I let you go and before we end this out, why don't you, give me your prediction. Tell me how you think it's going to unfold, and then let everybody know where they can find you. And let's get on out of here.
Well, like I said, I think the Bills go out and just do what they do best. I mean, you're going to see them in that empty right away, just to see what type of coverage they're going to be in. You know, it's going to be a chess game for that first quarter, just a filler, just to fill out how they're going to where they're going to attack you from. And once they will figure that out, you know, we're going to see the adjustments. And one thing I can say about the Kansas City Chiefs, you're dealing with probably one of the best coaches when it comes to making adjustments in Andy Reid. So, you know, it's going to be a thriller in Manila, man. But I think the Bills go out and get the job done for the simple fact that the Bills have played the top two coverage teams and made them change their style of play. So, you know, I want to know how the Bills are going to dictate the terms and make Kansas City play their way, because, you know, they're going to play off coverage. So the Bills have to counter that with some type of run. Either that's running with Josh a few times, or, you know, doing some screens, or, you know, trying to find a new way in the running game to get some yards, you know. So it's going to be real intriguing to see, but I think the Bills do pull it out 29-24.
29-24. All right. That sounds good to me, man. I got the Bills. I feel like it's going to be a little bit more score than that. I called the Bills 38-35. I think it's going to come down to that field goal at the end, or, you know, just whoever, basically whoever has the ball last, or to Therese's point, whichever team doesn't turn the ball over as much, you know. So I think it's going to be one of those games. I really do. I'm looking forward to it, Mook. I don't know what to tell you, dog. I'm excited. I'm amped, man. Doing these podcasts, you gotta keep your emotions in for a certain moment so you can kind of get through the show. Bruh, I'm amped, man. I just got off the phone with my guy Jesse that I was just talking to you about. And me and him was just talking about how like all season, the emotions of this season has been so crazy. So like for it to be here now, it's surreal to me. It's surreal. So I've been a loyal Bills fan, and I know a lot of Bills fans have. You know, I've been a Bills fan this entire time. When I moved to Indianapolis, Jesse could tell you, he will tell you when he comes on the show next week, because we're gonna win and we're gonna go against the Green Bay Packers. So Jesse's gonna be a special guest next week, either on the Chop Up or the Code of Conduct is going down. But he'll tell you there were times, man, and we all know it. Like those years, the Buffalo. Actually, when I first moved out there, EJ Manuel was our quarterback. And you know how the EJ Manuel experience went. And dude, it was times I would be out at the bar with them boys and they all got their teams. My cousins watching the Ravens. They actually won a Super Bowl the year I moved to Indiana. So the Ravens had their time. Then, you know, Jesse would always talk to stuff and it's like, man, I don't feel bad for you, Jesse, because y'all didn't win this year. Y'all went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. I could care less about how you feel. Then my other guy had, you know, he was the Colts fan out there. And, you know, they had Andrew Luck and they won a Super Bowl recently with Peyton Manning. And so I was like, I was the fan that everybody just made fun of every single day at work.
Yeah.
But I ate it, and now we are here. And I told him, I was like, yo, I'm telling you now, if the Bills win this game Sunday, I'm going to talk so much crap to so many people. I don't even care if we win the Super Bowl or not. The thing is, the way people have been talking about my boys for the last however many years of my life, I'm about to get it back, but I'm about to run it all back, all of it. Run it all back. Run it all back.
You got all the receipts.
Got them all, man. I got them saved. But hey, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you, man, and where they can find your content, and we're gonna get on out of here.
Yeah, and I'm just you know, before I say that, like, the Bills has more wins than anybody in the NFL other than Kansas City Chiefs, so it's no fluke. All right, they have 15 wins. They are 15-3. Kansas City is 15-2, and you know that one win the Bills have is from them. You know what I mean? So you got the best two teams that's going to play in this game. You know, they got it right. Number one versus number two. And it's all about who really wants it more. I think the Bills are going to really get after Patrick Mahomes to test that foot. They don't care too much about the mind. You know, but they just want to see his mobility, because his mobility was key to them winning week six. You know, that on that 3rd and 12, he rolled out to the right and found Pringle, you know, just coming deep across the middle for 37 yards, and that proved to, you know, win the game for them. But If you had some type of spy or just send some sort of pressure, you can't make it that damn easy for Patrick Mahomes. Okay. In certain point in that game, they just made it too damn easy for him. You know, so it didn't go with the offensive game plan. So, you know, the Bills figured that out. By the time they figured it out, it was too late. So you're going to see a totally different team offensively and defensively and special teams, because Kansas City has some speed demons out there, you know, Mecole Hardman, you know, Tariq Hill. They have some speed demons out there on the special teams. And, you know, the Bills do too. So it's going to be all phases of the game, complimentary football and clean football, something that the Bills have been able to do the past two games. And that's why they're playing in the AFC Championship game, man. But, yeah, you can check me out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at WaffleSports1080. We're going to be doing an exclusive championship game, because the show starts at 6 and the game is at 6:40 on Power 96.5 FM. Make sure y'all tune into that. And then, you know, of course, we're going to chop it up, you know what I mean, before, after, or the next day with a hangover if you want to, when the Bills back the Kansas City Chiefs off Sunday.
Well, we probably will go after the game. I mean, that's probably going to be a guarantee this week. And then just so you guys know, I have a real special week planned for next week. I think I'm going to do it even if the Bills win or not. I got my man Sal Capaccio joining me. I got Buffalo Bills all-time leader in points scored, Steve Christie, joining me next week. I got some guests lined up. I actually got a couple more. I got like 3 or 4 lined up for next week. I'm putting out content every damn day. So it's going down. Y'all know how I do it. It's your boy Jay Spence the King. You can find me on Twitter at Jay Spence the King. You can find the Code of Conduct every Tuesday on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. And listen, we about to chop it up like we always do. Y'all know how it is. Y'all stay safe. Y'all love each other and live in peace. Y'all stay positive and test negative. Go Bills. Let's get it.
That's right. And make sure y'all go follow my man Therese Paylor, man, with all that good content he got, man. Y'all football heads out there, y'all loving content and insight. Make sure y'all hit him up, man. Go ahead and check that tape.
Yes, sir.